Today we're going to discuss the halachas of afikoimin. The word afikoimin is probably more a slang from a different dialect. Afikoimin means to take out what was hidden. Afikoimin. Afi is to take out. Koimin, something that was hidden. In the Haggadah it's called Safai. Safai means hidden. It's supposed to be hidden. And the reason why it's supposed to be hidden is for many reasons. One of them is we hide the afikoimin at the kids. Some of it has to do with the kids. We put it away. Also it has to do with it's set aside like for the end of the meal. And we'll soon see why does it have to be strictly at the end of the meal. It must be the last thing you eat of the Seder night is the afikoimin. Okay. If you look, the Gemara says, in Psachim Daf Kuf Yutes, apiku mine mesika. That's what it means. Apiku, take away, mine mesika. This is what it means. Take away api kaim, which means take away the foods from the table. Api kaimin. And the Arzarua says it means apiku money. Apiku money, which means take away the food. So again, the root word api kaimin, but also tzafoy. Tzafoy means the thing that was set aside for the... Okay. Now this has to be the end of the suda. Allah kizlacha gamer kol asuda eich lafikaymin bimata hashmura takas hamapa. What was set aside, hidden under the mapa, kizayis kol echad. Every person has to eat a kizayis. And what is the reason for this? Zecher lepesach hanechal al asayla. The carbon pesach had to be eaten when you were full. The apikoimin is a zecher for the carbon. So therefore it has to be also at the end of the meal, necha asoyla. The yesh naigim, some people even have a custom to say the word zecher carbon pesach.
Yeah,
you say, okay. Ashkenaz doesn't do it. Zecher carbon pesach, some have such a custom. V'oichla levada b'loy taruvis lifted. You can't put dips. You can't take the afikoimin and dip it. Why? It needs to be strictly the last taste in your mouth is matzah. The yesh machmirim lechel shnei kezesim. Some people eat two kezesim of the afikoimin. Now let's discuss this. How many kezesim of matzah do you have to eat?
One.
Five. The night of Pesach, there's five kezesim.
Altogether.
Some say two in the beginning and b'di'evid one. If you can't do one, I think the Chazon Ish only ate one, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down to eat two. One for Korach and two for the Afikoimin. So you know how to count? Rabbi say, yeah, two, one and two is five. B'di'evid, if you can't do it, so you have one in the beginning, one for Korach and one for Afikoimin, but the Eved, what a kezayis is, a discussion for a different time. Wow. Probably even less than that.
But I want to know what we should eat.
Okay, so for the first kezayis, a half a matzah. The second, third, and whatever you eat after the first, you can have a quarter of a matzah also. So it's be'erich, a quarter of a hand matzah. A little more than a quarter.
What afikoimin
means? Quarter is good enough. Now again, but you have to measure it, huh? It's be'erich. It's between a quarter and a half. You don't eat after.
I would call it like a full matzah, like one. Or...
No. Okay. Now, says halacha is like this: V'yesh machmirim lechel shnei kezesim, echad zecher lepesach, v'echad zecher lematzah. Hanecheles imay. Some say you have to say two. Why two? One for the matzah that's even with the pesach. Not only you should say it, but you should need to think it. You know, a lot of people say a lot of things. But it doesn't mean that they're what?
So
you have to think Zeichel Karm Pesach. You have to say Zeichel Karm Pesach. Everybody repeat after me. V'yichavein. What does v'yichavein mean? You have to be mechavein. You have to be mechav. You have to have in mind. You have to have in mind. You have to have in mind that it's zeichel l'karben Pesach. V'hu gam zeichel l'matzo anecheles ima Pesach. V'zichrin echer oy l'kan l'kan. And this will be one thought for both. Okay. V'roitz l'achmer v'lechel k'shir shnei zeisim. Someone wants to be machmer to eat too. Yachmer l'atzmoy. V'tavei l'bracha. But, die. He can't. So enough to eat is what? Command the Amashu Kishlish Beitza. Okay. Yaichles Akiyav Yikaimin Liti Oven. Now, this is such an important halacha, I can't even tell you. Maybe the most important halacha. All right? You ready? This is something you need to take care of. The tricky, it has to be eaten when you're full. But it can't be eaten when you are too full. Okay, everybody, Moshe, repeat after me. Nafi Kaiman has to be eaten when you're full, but not too full. It's a fine line, right? It's a very fine line. Now, the reason why he has to be eaten when you're full, because it has to be Nechal Al Ha
Soiva. Why don't we do it first?
Because it's afikaimen, I keep on explaining to you, it's meant to be the afikaimen. And you can't do it first because you have to eat. It's nechal al asoiva. Oh, the afikaimen was the carbon pesach. The carbon pesach was supposed to be, not that you're starved when you eat it. It needed to be eaten like the main course. You ever notice, Moshe? I want you to pay a little bit of attention. Try to concentrate. You ready? Okay, try. Let's try to focus and kind of. Yeah, stop screaming, Rabbi. I'm answering you. So listen to me, Kim. Okay, listen. You want me to explain to you in layman's terms? Nobody will do this for you. Because you have to know it well to explain it well. You ever notice, okay? I'm giving you a present. Nobody explains it. I guarantee you, walk on and blah, 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 blah. You'll hear a lot of blah, blah, blah. Okay, this is, you'll give it and you'll understand it for the rest of your life. When you sit at a meal, you notice that there's an entree, and then there's a, and it leads up into what? The main course. Why? And the answer is, you know, when you start eating and you're starved, you don't really enjoy the food that much. You're starved, okay? So you're eating from hunger. There's still tension in the stomach and in the mind. So what we do is we gradually, an entree opens up the appetite. You're calm. And then they bring out the meat. And by you guys, the Bukharians, 10 courses of it. All the different meats and stuff that you guys bring out. What's the point? Like this, it's eaten, relaxed, enjoyable. The carbon Pesach was supposed to be that. It was supposed to be machal, main course, main dish. So you have to eat it when you're full, not starving. But it can't be what? That you're too full, that you don't enjoy eating it.
So if you come out as the main.
That's right. You know, according to many shittas, the main chiyuv of matzah is the afikaimen.
But then why don't we do like a meat instead of
okay, and the answer is, first of all, we don't eat meat zeichel karm Pesach. That's a big problem. You're not allowed to say zeichel karm Pesach. You got a big problem with that.
Okay, so you eat the matzah zeichel karm Pesach, okay. But the meat...
So let me ask you a question. Let's talk lamasa, yeah? When you have a sandwich... That was supposed to be carbon paste. Carbon paste was a sandwich with matzah and the meat. So if you can't eat the meat, so what do? Eat the matzah. The matzah is the remembrance of the carbon paste. You're not eat carbon paste. You're not eat meat at the night and say it's a carbon paste. You're getting into trouble with that. So how do we take care of the zechel carbon paste? We do it through the what?
Matzah.
Through the matzah.
How do you expect for somebody to have matzah as the main course? It doesn't make sense. Yeah. You tell you to have bread as the main course.
When is the lechem only?
Okay, so let me explain to you again. Let me explain to you again. So listen carefully. I'm not telling you that matzah is your main course. I didn't say that. And you're supposed to eat good foods before. You're supposed to eat that last matzah to remember the Karban Pesach. So how do you do it? We try to reinvent. I don't know, it's not the right word. Reenact. How do you reenact? First of all, the matzah represents the Karban Pesach because the Pesach had a matzah. The second thing is you can't be full, but you can't be hungry. It has to be that middle thing because that was Karban Pesach. I explain it to you simply. Nobody will explain it. You got to reenact the Karban Pesach. It's zecher le Karban Pesach. Now you can't eat the meat. You're not allowed to eat meat at the night of Pesach. It looks like kachim. So how do we reenact the Karban Pesach? We do the matzah pot because that's okay. And we eat the matzah in a way that it looks like and reminds us of, and we reenact the Karban Pesach.
Why don't we do Afikoman during Shulchan Aruch?
So I'm explaining to you. I'm explaining to you two things. The first thing is it had to be eaten the last thing of the meal. The Karban Pesach was the last thing of the meal for two reasons. One is because you had to be full to get to it. And then when you ate it, you couldn't eat afterwards. It was impossible to eat afterwards. You weren't physically able to eat afterwards. Yes.
Can we say the Haikash in the Suda is Afikoman?
It's yes and no, because it's not true really, right? The last piece of matzah you eat then is the whole meal. It's not really true. But virtually, in the Zecher LePesach it is. In the Zecher LePesach, what you're supposed to think, everything here was an entree to the Afikoman. That's what you need
because
to think.
The
Afikoman replaces the Karban Pesach. Now, the Karban Pesach had to be, like I told you, Nechal Ala Soiva. And at the same time, it was the last thing you ate. And now what do we want? That should be the last thing you ate. And that should be the last thing that was in your mouth and the last taste you had in your mouth. That's what we're going to learn. You're not allowed to drink or eat anything after the Karban Pesach, after the Afikoman. You weren't allowed to eat afterwards. Now the problem is, listen carefully, the problem is one of two things. People eat during the meal so much that when they can't have Afikoman, they can't take it anymore.
Yeah,
it's not the sleeping part. It's the too full. They go, ugh. If you say the word, ugh, I have to eat Afikoman, you're in trouble. You might not be out to the Afikoman.
Well,
is
the person supposed to wait then?
Let me tell you, the truth is, I'll give you, me, myself, I don't eat during the meal tonight of Pesach. I know my wife makes beautiful food. I don't touch them. I don't touch anything that I eat the matzah, and that's it. And then when it comes to the thing, that's it.
So a piece of fish. Also, no?
Okay, so let me explain.
There's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. You have to eat meat and wine and chag. So then you want to take another mitzvah of a zecher that you do it there above.
So let me tell you the real truth. The real truth is, how much meat do you need to be yoytzer the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha? You would call it disappeared. You would say, where's the meat? I'm looking for it. I can't find it. It's on my plate here somewhere. So you would tell them, move away the vegetables, and move away the potatoes, and you look behind over there, you'll find the meat. That's how much meat you have to eat. A kezai is a meat, and you're good to go. It's not. You don't have
to. Kezai is a matzah also.
Aval Rabbeinu, the lost in chaver.
Okay, so let me tell you again.
You eat little meat, that's it, you eat the chobat. Where's the ketchup in chobat?
Okay, so listen to me carefully, listen to me. Tell me the real truth, the honest, honest, honest truth. You need to eat that much to be happy? On the night of the Seder?
It's not because I have to be happy or not.
I'm asking you a question, answer the question.
I want to make the holiday happy, I want to enjoy it, you know, full. You know, you know what I'm saying? Why do you want to do
so like what's that? Wrong?
Yedei chova, that's it.
The truth is,
that much to hurt from the cheer and people like here in the event. This is not the simcha. This is Purim.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't understand. I can't. Maybe I can't identify with what you're saying. One minute.
Majority of normal people, they don't eat that much.
I don't know. I can't answer you, but I could just tell you the halacha is. The halacha is mitazach nishibur esen. You're not allowed to overeat during the meal on the night of the Seder. Because if you do and you come to the Afikoman and you have no want to eat, Binyamin, you have no want to eat, you're not yoy to the Afikoman. You are not yaitza the apikaimen. Yaichlas hakifikaimen liti oven. Mimuz haben ashtikel gishmak. If you pick up and say, oh, you have to eat the apikaimen, you're in trouble. You might not be yaitza the apikaimen. This is called an achila gasa, which means you're holding, and I'm eating it anyway. So eat a little less, a tiny drop less, and make sure you have room for the apikaimen. You might not be yaitza. And there's a shitas rishayim. At the main chiyuv of matzah is the apikaimen. It might be that the main mitzvah of matzah is the apikaimen.
How much of it do you have to eat?
Now you want to bring a tire yid. You want to bring a kasha to the chassidish shaylim. Come in, bring an akka, a good kasha. Bring us to the chassidish shaylim. Yeah? I asked many Rosh Hashivas this question. Nobody has an answer for me. Erev Pesach tam nishtas. You speak English, right? It's good. Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. Why? In order you should eat the matzah with litiyavin. According to the Rishayim, that the mitzvah of matzah is the afikoymen, it's the kezayis you eat later. So what do you have from not eating Erev Pesach? You're eating a whole meal, and you're supposed to eat the whole meal, so you should eat the matzah when you are what?
Full.
Full. So something doesn't work out. A whole Erev Pesach I don't eat, so I should be hungry for the matzah. And in the Seder, we eat... And we want you to be full, so you should eat the matzah when you're full. According to the Rishonim, that matzah is the main matzah. According to Rashba, many Rishonim hold, it's the Afikoyman, it's the Zeichel of Pesach, it's that one.
That will make that night different.
In fact, 100 Rosh Hashivas, can't tell it to me, yeah?
And that night, this part will make that night different.
What are you saying? That what?
That Afikoman will turn the whole set of the regular night to a different night.
You hear my question. Why do we not eat Erev Pesach?
For the taste of matzah.
In order you should be hungry when you come to the matzah. The mitzvah of matzah needs you should be hungry.
Once we satisfy
when you
the
eat,
hunger.
What? So I'm saying when you eat in the meal, you're not hungry, right? But the mitzvah matzah might be that last one. So what do you? So the whole thing doesn't work out. The whole reason for not eating Erev Pesach doesn't make sense. So I'm telling you, because the mitzvah matzah is the last one, not the first one.
So all the three steps.
So I don't see, but you just ate and you're not hungry. If you're telling me not to eat Erev Pesach.
There is a tiny line in between. There is a small room. When you ate, you're satisfied, but not to the point that you.
I'm asking you, Erev Pesach, you're supposed to starve yourself. You're supposed to not eat. Why do you not eat? So you should be hungry for the matzah. But the matzah is later, it's not the first matzah. So what do you have from not eating Erev Pesach?
The first matzah is a prerequisite for the last matzah. That last matzah will make the makeba patish. The first matzah is the appetizer.
Let me ask you, it's a simple question. What you're answering me means you didn't understand the question. It's not to do with makeba patish. It's very simple. I don't eat, so I should be hungry when I eat the first matzah.
Yeah.
The first matzah is not the mitzvah.
But the first matzah is satisfying the hunger. The last matzah...
So let me explain to you. Maybe you don't. Okay, see, I get where the problem is. I understand the problem. The reason why you have to not eat Erev Pesach is that the mitzvah of achilat matzah should be done with hunger. The mitzvah. But
maybe
that's not the mitzvah.
Maybe tam more than hunger?
So that's someone to wiggle their way out and say it's the tam of the matzah. It says it's the mitzvah. It has to do with the mitzvah.
But Rav just said
that. She mitzvah's chavivah,
Rav just said that the afikoman is the last thing. Right.
So when you eat the matzah, are you hungry? That last thing, are you hungry? You're hungry?
I'm not that hungry.
Honestly, so what was the point of fasting Erev Pesach? I don't see what the point is.
To have a fresh taste for the matzah.
So, okay, so that's it. That's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's because of the mitzvah, and the mitzvah has to be l'tavon. Okay, so let's move on. You get the answer to this question, then you're bigger than all the Rosh Hashivas I spoke to, because they don't have answers to it. Next halacha. You ready? Next halacha. Okay? Says the Gemara, Shachila gasa ein shma achilu, k'may sh'amu b'gemara, am Rabbi Yechanin, that you're not allowed to have an achila gasa. Okay. Therefore, you need to be very careful during the time of the Suda. You don't have to be starved for it, but you have to be that it's not disgusted for you. Then it's good enough. Because you have to eat it when you are full. Okay. Yizar lech lapi kaimin beseva. How do you eat the api kaimin?
Beseva.
Beseva. Well, bidi eved. Imachla yaseva yatsa. Bidi eved. Bidi eved. The Eved, the Eved, the Eved, Yatza, the Eved, Yatza.
Ima, Achal Belita Avon?
Belia Seba. Ubi Kal Makim Adayin Lebibas Hamazai, Mein Achila Shein is Kashallah. And the second eating is not difficult. Yeshua Lots of Lef Al Kaiba Seba. You should go back to eat it again. Lots of Yedei Chayva, Aliba the Kulam. Kashallah, Kilazit Tzalit Katzma, if it's hard, he doesn't have to push himself. Now, which matzah do you have to eat afikoyman? And this I play around in my house all the time, all the time. You know, the kids want presents if they give you the afikoyman. I am news for you. You don't need to eat afikoyman from that matzah. You knew that? Okay, let's talk.
Tell me, if you don't take the matzah and eat it.
Hey, listen to me carefully. You know, all the kids, they steal the matzah, and then they promise, if you promise them that you'll give them back, they'll give you the afikoyman. The halacha is you do not have to eat from that matzah that you put away.
A little bit of it,
maybe. You could do without it also. I don't want to give this away, because then all the kids, if they hear this, they ain't staying up for the Seder. Okay? But the real story is you're not mechuyav. Now let's learn this halacha. Okay, imein hamatzah shitzniel avikay maspika. Sometimes not enough, not enough. Yikach mi matzah shmura. You take from matzah shmura. Ve'im noegim lechol shnei kazeisim. Right? If you're the minig toiv shidin tchilu kol amesum kolecha kazeis min hamatzah afikaymin, you try to get one whole kazeis from the afikaymin, from the matzah you put away, and the rest you give from the box. Doesn't have to be from the afikoyman you put away.
You how much a kazayis?
That's if it's possible. It's almost impossible, right? You have a whole house full. Okay, so what do you do? Im avda oynechla matzah shenichla afikoyman yikach matzah cheret yochlena l'shem afikoyman. Yeah? If it got lost, shekol amatzah shalana b'ches shimerei v'nirish dasar kerekev chamsar amad. That's the halacha. So I'm telling you. Of course. The kids may. I don't want to ruin you. You ruin you the whole pace of spirit.
We do that.
What do you mean? You tell your kid have it, keep it, and I'm not buying anything. I make my own matzah. You do that.
No, we use what we do is we take a piece of that and come in. We give it together with the kazayis of the other matzah.
I'm asking a different question. What happens if you don't have anything for the matzah you put away?
Or you can't find it?
He gives you a case where you can't find it.
Yeah, you take anything. You make a new one.
That's right. You make a new one. That's the whole idea. I'm trying to tell you that luck is it doesn't have to be that particular one. Okay. Now here you're ready. This is a hard one for you. Yizar lech avi koydim koydim chatzois. Koydim chatzois. In the yeshiva world, Eish l'haver about this. This is one of the things that becomes chiyuvi, that the afikoyman has to be what? Before chatzos. Because since maybe what? No? Talk to me. The carbon Pesach, when was the carbon Pesach?
Be in that day.
Chatzot. So therefore the afikoyman, chatzot. Ashkenazim split on this very, very viciously. Meaning there's some of them will tell you, you're not yoyfer. And some of them say, don't pay attention to that. My house, Litziv, they didn't pay attention to it. They didn't care so much. So therefore, you read the second part of the Halacha Chacham Yavad Yosef.
It's good. It gauges how long your Seder should be able to.
It gauges. He's right. He got a point. By the way, he's got a point. He's got a point. They say over. That many Gedolei Yisrael finish their Seder right after Chatzos. Family Seder. Their Seder? No, their Seder went till the morning.
Okay,
so Maisha, engaging.
Not everybody has to be affected by your
he's becoming nasty. Oh, take it easy. Relax. He's taking it personal now. He's attacking me. No one has to do my personal. Okay. The point being, Maisha, it's all right. Yeah, your attacks are good. They're good. The point being, Rabbi Isai, you got, let me explain to you, what am I here for? I'm dying to teach you that you should know halakha. That's why I just want to make sure you know, to give you education. I want to educate you. You need to know that there's a machlaikis in the world. Yeah, before chatzais, or who cares, it's fine even after chatzais. All right? You want to know how far it goes? What happens if someone was sick in the beginning? Someone is laying in bed, he's sick in the hospital, and he can't eat. He wakes up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. You should try to give him matzah, but he doesn't make a bracha, l'achilat matzah. Why? Because the mitzvah is till chatzot. Why is the mitzvah till chatzot? Because the matzah is with the karm pesach, and the karm pesach is what? Till chatzot. It's a very important halachas. These are not just sipurim, nice stories of tzaddikim. This is halacha l'maisa. There's a whole world, David. Yeah, David? Yeah, you're with me? There's a whole world that holds that it has to be before chatzot. Ubi the Yevit says Chacham Avadya. But the Yevit, don't worry about it. Now, here's another rough one. Midas chasidus shlo yasiach klal b'dava she'ena me'ein hasudya. You should not talk from the beginning of Motzi Matzah till after the Afikayim. Did you say right? You're able to do it.
What from the beginning
of what? Of Motzi Matzah till after Afikayim, till Birchat Hamazon, you don't talk?
It says something in the Agadah, they're not allowed to talk.
You don't talk during the meal?
Wait, you say meal. You're saying you can't eat, you can't talk? What's in the first piece of matzah?
Everybody knows the first piece. The Kiddush is the last piece because the bracha goes on the Afikomen too.
The last piece.
How about Divrei Torah?
No. Divrei Torah you're allowed.
How can you ever talk during a meal? I say Hamotzi Lechem Na'aretz and I continue eating after a meal also. Bro.
That's different because Hamotzi is for the eating. You ate a kazayis, you ate. This is the bracha of the mitzvah is going on the last Afikomen.
So what? Again, let me ask you a question. Let's say I'm in the middle of the Shabbos now.
I explained to you, the bracha is on eat, and you ate. The minute you ate, you ate. You're done.
No, but Afikomen is a separate mitzvah. You don't need Hamotzi for the...
I didn't say Hamotzi. I said the mitzvah of Birchat HaMatzah. I didn't say Hamotzi. It's not nothing to do with that Hamotzi. It has to do with that Lachilas Matzah.
How can I have such a large period between saying bracha than eating the matzah?
Because you're continuously eating matzah and then the Suda, and it's all part of it.
You're not continuously eating.
Yes,
like,
you are.
Eating food, not necessarily matzah.
But you're eating the meal.
Okay, so that's the case.
You see, David, you see that they're not handling this
so
well. I knew they can't handle this. What?
זה לא הגיוני.
זה לא הגיוני, סליחה. בוא נגיד, בוא ניקח את ההלכה ונזרוק את זה לתוך התנור ונגיד לשם מצוות היגיון.
אני יודע שהתורה גם נתנה גבולות לכל דבר, זה לא... How you can do it, you know, your family, your kids, you talk.
The guests will be offended if you don't talk.
You sit in the guy, you have a guest.
The truth is, if you understand.
Okay, let's go around the room and everyone speak it. You know, like they have everybody sign in a card, you know. Everybody speak in what their tanot on this halakha is. Come, let's give it around. Let's pass it around the room.
If you look at Afikomen the way you spoke about it earlier, then this makes plenty sense.
Of course it makes.
Because then you do Motzi Matzah, Mara Korech, Shulchan Aruch, you just eat just to get to the Afikomen, and then you just bench.
That's right.
You want to speak during Maggid.
That's right. You want to speak during Maggid. That's right. What does the word Maggid mean? To speak. Come talk as much as you want. Over there, you know what the funniest thing is? When it comes to the Maggid, I got the... Don't say anything. We got to move. Don't say anything. When it comes to the meal, everybody has time to talk. There's plenty of what to talk about. Tell me, I didn't know that all your business deals and all the people who stole money from you have to do with the Tzias Mitzrayim. I didn't know that. I didn't know that became a topic for the Haggadah. I didn't know. What? Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yes, yes, okay. Yes!
If I'm not mistaken, it brought down in Halakha that parents supposed to let kids sleep during the day.
Of course, no.
So that
it will be revisitation. That's right.
It's not that much.
I know. But it's lo higyoni. Binyamin claims it's lo higyoni. Okay. Asur.
What does that mean, Rabbi?
Huh? What does that gyoni mean? Doesn't make sense. It's something that you can't...
It's far-fetched.
Okay. Asur lechol afikaymin mishnei mekamot. You're not allowed to eat afikaymin in two places. Va'afilu b'cheder aybu l'mecha b'shnei shulchanot. You're not allowed to jump from table to table. Why? Because the carbon Pesach was not allowed to be eaten b'shnei cha Two groups. So you can't group. Hey, I come from this table, jump to that table. You know, a lot of people, I see that here too. A lot of people that they're never in the same table when they start to learn. They're in this table and they run to that table and they go today and they run again. And shul also. You ever notice? Every guy starts in shul in one table. By the time davening's over, he went through the whole shul of tables and he's a different table completely. Right? This is called blah 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 b'shtei chaburot. He's busy with everybody. By Karban Pesach, one place. B'bayit echad yachel, one place, one chabura. You hear? Sev im elim kain are you pnei amesud memelu kineged elu. Unless they're facing each other, you know, then it's okay that you could jump from table to table. All right. Shaz nechshavim k'makom echad. Mishi yashan b'emtz hotel. Yeah, sure, right. Mishi yashan b'emtz achilas avikaimin. Hotel. Yeah, okay.
No, Mish, hotel, huh? They sit next to each other.
And every guy has nothing to do with the guy next to him. Mishi yashan b'emtz achilas avikaimin. As long as they went to hotel together. You know when they say they go to the hotel together? The going is together. But the minute they get there, nobody's together. Everybody's his own man. But they went together to the hotel. You don't like this, Michel. It's too sharp for you, huh? Huh? Perfect. Michel's in some other... The Apollo? I see. Michel's... he took something to the different planet. Baruch Hashem. Umish yashem b'emtz achilas avikaymen. If someone fell asleep in the middle of the afikaymen, afilach kalshu, even if he ate a little bit, behekitz, and he woke up, Einai Chayzer Lechayel. That's it. That's it. You're done. Avol b'nei chabura shiyashnu. But if you have a group that slept, b'em tachilas chayzer v'eichle, because what? Yeah, because there's only a few of them. So the chabura is still alive. Okay. Yashnu kulam v'neru. If they all fell asleep, la yaichlu. Nisnam nukula. If they all just dremeled. In Yiddish they call it dremeled. It's a little bit, you know, like what you guys do during shir. What you guys call being up for shir is called nisnamnim in the Gemara. Oh, really? You know, the Gemara says, huh? It's a real thing, nisnamnim. It's a real thing. It's called nisnamnim. The Gemara says that if you're nisnamnim, so you could still, what's nisnamnim, says the Gemara? Tir v'le tir, kam v'le kam, kari le ba'ani, which means he's up and he's not up. He's up. You ever see the way? Let me call his name. That's called Misnam name. Okay. The Gemara. It's Gemara Pesach. The Chalzek Shiyash B'emtz Achilas Avi Kaimen. Avol Shina B'emtz Asuda. Kaidim. What's he falls asleep in the middle of the meal? It's a very relative thing. A guy falls asleep in the middle of the meal. Eina. Hapsik. That's not a problem. Now. Ubi Yashina Saroi. You'll have to have the Tils Yadayim. Okay. Next. Let's go one more. Asa lechol shum davar. Let's do this halacha. Asa lechol shum davar achar afikaymen. You're not allowed to eat anything after the afikaymen. V'imta v'achal peiroi sukiyai tzibizeh. If he made a mistake and he did eat chayzer v'aychel afikaymen. You got to go back to eat the afikaymen. Yeah, why? Today she shared tamatza b'fim.
That means if you eat mistakenly some food or something like that.
You gotta go back and eat that b'kaimin.
But you have to drink
more. We'll talk about that. In birikva bicha tamazot, ain't a glass of lechav b'kaimin. It's too late.
Okay.
Umi kamakim with lishlis mayim. You'll have to drink water. Shar mashkim she'ena mashakim.
Tea, coffee.
Kaffe, tea. Afilim sukkar. Cute. Like, okay. Ach, I'll be kind. The chain coach leash will reveal. The coach can have to go around and say that. The yeast lad was a gamble, chain rush can ask him. Coach, you should learn the little bit of the same coach can chase lad to lie on Acha Katsois. The chain mutter le ashen cigarette. The guy smokes mutter. Lani Sharagal Ash. Like, I should say Daisy up in Tama Mats. We're not afraid that it ruins the what, the taste of the mats. I'm lost, Lish, this yay. I shot Mats from Shakra. I'm coming. You're not allowed to. My big discussion I always discuss, are you allowed to take antacids after the matzah? Now, if you know that today, one of the things they do is they sell you matzah with a little bag of antacids on the side of it. Every box, just kidding. But a person eats matzah, he feels the shreifas of carbon Pesach inside. right? You feel heartburn. The strength of the carbon Pesach inside you.
Heartburn.
So the truth is, I have my heart burns all the time. Bilvavi mishkanevne ladar kvoidai, right? Eish akeda, it's supposed to burn. It's not a bad thing to have heartburn. But let's say the heartburn that comes from acid, right?
Right.
So the question, you're allowed to take tums. So here's my psak halacha to you. Psak halacha. Now, I don't know why nobody talks about this, but it's a big topic. All right? First thing, you're allowed to take medicine on yomtiv. Antacids are medicine. Sorry to tell you, people take it like candy, or people take it almost like they take fruit and vegetables. It's not fruit and vegetables. It's medicine. Antacids are medicine. The calcium ones may be a little better because it's more calcium, it's less medicine. I don't know, but it's really medicine, all right? Problems are medicine. You're not allowed to take medicine on yomtiv. Now, if you're so sick from the acid, okay, I don't know, then you're... It disabilitates, disabilitates. If it disabilitates you, all right, so take it. The problem is, you're not going to take them maybe after the apikaimen. They have taste, that's flavor.
Yeah, sure.
All these antacids have
after,
flavor.
After we come, you can't eat nothing.
You're not allowed to eat anything. You're not allowed to take anything that has flavor.
Even if it's like a capsule?
Now, could you take before the suda? In order not to have heartburn during, which would stop you feeding the matzah? Yes. Absolutely. You're allowed to take in advance to preempt to take these medicines, because since the medicine is only drabbanan, it's going to stop you from eating the matzah properly the way you're supposed to. So the halacha is that you're allowed to do that. On the second day yomtiv, there's a makom to be made on all medicines anyway. So I would tell you that you're allowed to take antacids on the second day yomtiv. But not after the afikoman.
What's the big deal to give medicine during Yom Tov?
Chazal came and said that you're not allowed to eat medicine not on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Zeira mishum shchikat samimane.
Why? Oh, because you come to crushing it?
It might come to crush. Now you're going to say we don't do that today. That's one of the heterim that people use to be makel, b'shas hadchak.
Well, we really don't.
Okay. For example, in an aspirin. People say, who's going to make an aspirin in his backyard, in his kitchen? They don't make aspirin. So there's a whole slew of G'dayle Achrayim that say we can be more makel today on the need. It doesn't have to be mamish need that you'll fall into bed and be that sick. If you can't function on Yantif or Shabbos, it's good enough to take an aspirin. B'shasatra.
If you have fever, for sure you're allowed to
take. Fever, you're allowed to take aspirin. Fever, because you're a night full of Mishkav. Yes, Rebbe, yes.
You say when you have one, you give it down. It's one.
That's the machlokes. It's a machlokes achrayim. I'm not going to get involved with achrayim. Achrayim argue this. I know. It's not me. You know. It's brought achrayim. I'm the kabbal. What the achrayim say. This is a Rishar Mitzion, a Balacha, Rav Libis, all Gedali Yisrael, coming from earlier.
Yeah.
They used to say that today the shchika sammanim is a little better. Yesh makom lachol. Now the other side of the coin is we're not the ones who can mix in with the time. The guy used to say the Tom Niglin and Tom behind it. Whoever knows. So if let's say we take care of the Tom to the, what we know of, what about all the other 100 Taimim that the Chum didn't tell us? Listen, I don't argue with big people. My mahalach in life is to be humble and to accept what greater people have said before me. Greater people, Shar Mitzion and Balacha, I'm saying early Achrayim, Beis Avraham, Brother Rav, there were the chashuv people that used this svara to be a little more. I'm not telling you to be mekel lagami, but to be a little more mekel. So this is it. If a person has tremendous heartburn, he's allowed to take tums, especially the tums that are calcium. Calcium. There are tums that are calcium. Calcium is a nutrient, not necessarily a medicine. Now, the other problem you might have with tums is it has kidneys. You have to deal with that. So kidneys, b'makom chayli is mutter. Kidneys, b'makom chayli is mutter. So if a person wants to take antacids, right? You guys anyway, you'll have chilat
kidneys. It's not true. I don't eat kidneys.
You don't eat kidneys?
I don't
even
have rice.
You don't eat rice?
I don't know.
Okay, so let me tell you another big aside. Even if you hold that kidneys is a problem, kidneys derivatives are much more common. There are many that hold that kidneys is only a problem when it's direct kidneys. But when it's a derivative of kidneys, now what is the problem with all these medicines? They have cornstarch. Cornstarch is a derivative. It's a derivative. It's not mamish. So the makim chayli kulam. All paiskim are mekul to take medicine makim chayli that has kidneys in it. Okay, so the bottom line is, right? Antacids, eat your matzah and have emuna and you won't have acid. You won't have acid because it's supposed to be matzah that heals you. It's called matzah.
I have a question.
You know that. The matzah officially is supposed to be, according to the Zayar, matzah that gives refuah.
Yeah, it does.
It gives refuah.
A few days later, you feel
it. Okay. We'll stop over here. Baruch Hashem li'olam.
Amen.
Yes, Michelle. What is it?